This is Tour 4, Section 6. Welcome back. As a reminder, you're going to take your choice of path north to the brown metal pedestrian bridge just ahead. If you took some time to explore the boathouse, you may have noticed that it has recently been expanded. The new space, known as the Boathouse Annex, includes a banquet room, which can be rented for private parties and special events.
For many St. Louisans, a visit to the boathouse is nostalgic, filled with wonderful memories of family and friends from days gone by. Boating has always been popular since the inception of Forest Park. In 1931, it was reported that would-be renters were sometimes waiting for boats as late as midnight. Unorganized ice skating and sledding were popular on Post-Dispatch Lake, as well as on the Grand Basin and Jefferson Lake during the 1930s. But whatever your choice for recreation and activity might be, it's likely you'll find it in Forest Park. Home to a variety of sports, since park director Dwight Davis began filling the park with facilities in 1911. In the 1930s, softball and gridball, a type of touch football, used the playing fields and found a place in the limited Parks Department budget. In 1937 and 1938, the department graded 34 acres, installed sewer and water systems, and built baseball and softball diamonds to replace the fields removed from the vicinity of Barnes Hospital. Bicycle riding for recreation was more popular then than it is today. In the late 1930s, the city built a bicycle racing track designed to accommodate 8 riders abreast. Like the Jewel Box and other construction in Forest Park, the racing track was partly financed with federal funds. A new hiking trail was built in 1936 for those who prefer to exercise on foot. The original racing track and hiking trail no longer exist, but have been replaced with the Wheels and Heels dual path system, an asphalt pavement for cyclists and rollerbladers, and a softer surface path for those on foot or traveling at a slower speed. The Wheels and Heels path runs around the park's perimeter and connects to the visitor center trailhead with locker and shower facilities that may be rented for a modest yearly fee. Today, more than 130 years after its founding, Forest Park hosts more than 12 million visitors a year. Thanks to the master plan, you can still play sports in the park, including tennis, handball, golf, baseball, soccer, rugby, lacrosse, cricket, football, and the list goes on. And in its restored condition, Forest Park has never been more welcoming for those wanting to stroll, relax, read a book, explore nature, or have a picnic. The park has come a long way on its journey through time. Through the efforts of an entire community, government, businesses, foundations, and individual parkgoers, Forest Park has been returned to greatness. But the job is far from over. As it's been since the park's inception, the daily upkeep and maintenance of over 1,000 acres represents a continued challenge. And the restoration efforts you've seen throughout the park must continue. Forest Park Forever is committed to raising significant private funds each year to bridge the gap between what the city can provide and what's actually needed to maintain Forest Park in superb condition. We hope you will join us in the opportunity to keep Forest Park beautiful, as good as new, for generations to come. More than anything, that means not taking it for granted today. Working together, we can make good the pledge. What was then has become now. What is now can be forever. Many thanks to the Trio Foundation of St. Louis for their generous support of Once and Forever, the Journey of Forest Park. I'm Carol Daniel. Thank you for visiting Forest Park, your park to protect and enjoy. Please come back soon.